American Idiots Theory Underground Tour 2024 in Europe. Is that like the right order there? Theory Underground American Idiots Tour in Europe. Theory Underground American Idiots European Tour 2024 coming to a city near you if you're in Europe. Our book tour is taking us all over Europe during the month of May. Theory Underground's American Idiots Tour is about anti-intellectualism in the United States. The U.S. is the world leader in anti-intellectualism and is exporting it to the world via the crises of distraction and exhaustion, two symptoms of this new phase of capital expansion and belligerent state decrepitude. Hear from the Theory Underground crew about the existential and structural possibilities for cultivating intellectual and creative culture for regular working people and university graduates alike. Theory Underground is a teaching, research, and publishing platform by and for workers, autodidacts, and academics who want to do more than they are able to within the confines of academia.
This tour is promoting two new publications from our underground press. David McCarricker's Time Energy, Why You Have No Time or Energy, is about how our job-centric society interferes with self-actualization and meaningful relationships. Starting with the fact that we are all exhausted all of the time, McCarricker builds out a critique between Heidegger and Marx, going on to the schooling system itself and the possibilities for a new approach to technological automation and post-careerist education. Underground Theory, coming to a city near you, includes 31 authors, including big names like Slavoj Žižek and unknown warehouse workers in the U.S. who are students of past courses at Theory Underground. Its main four themes are education, politics, theory, and history, with a big emphasis on critical media theory, how our technological artifacts determine our social existence, and the failures of the neoliberal university. And others, such as time energy theory, the PMC, and post-left political critique, to name a few.
I'm just realizing that the word determine is a little extreme, but you know.
I don't think it's extreme. I think it's properly Marxist.
Cool.
Marxian. David McCarricker is the founder and organizer of Theory Underground. He started as a feral child in the woods, grew up in poverty, and then went into a ton of debt to be the first of his family to get a college degree. McCarricker's studies focused on philosophy, psychology, and critical theory. McCarricker was going to teach at the university, but his state institution was not amenable to the kind of robust, dynamic, and engaged research and instruction he and his associates sought. Thus, in 2022, was launched Theory Underground, a teaching, research, and publishing platform by and for dropout workers with earbuds and burnout postgrads who want to understand the situation as a means toward figuring out the conditions of possibility for the good life. The big emphases of research at Theory Underground are critical media theory, critique of political economy, psychoanalysis, phenomenology, existentialism, and post-Marxism. McCarricker is married and currently lives in Boise, Idaho, USA. He has published two books, edited another volume, and teaches several courses at Theory Underground.
I'm not reading that one. You're reading that one. Okay. Bryce Nance is someone who has always wanted to go to college, not for a degree or career, but to be a man of letters. A combination of class background and life circumstances made it impossible for him to attend the university when it would have made sense. So he is now supplementing his education at Theory Underground. Nance has taken all the courses at Theory Underground, collaborates with McCarricker, that's me, on a podcast called MCM Prime versus CMT Cubed, which is related to Theory Underground's research into critique of political economy. Nance was recently published in Underground Theory. Nance was one of the main three tour mates of the 2023 Theory Underground Tour in the United States, and he's with me right now in Brussels. Pew, 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 pew. God damn it, Cadell. Try to record it here. Yeah. Okay, what? He's doing the coffee machine in the background. I don't give a shit. We're going to keep it in. We're going to keep it in. All right. And then, and he will be with me at every stop on the tour in Europe in 2024. Now you read Anne's, and then we'll do a little free riffing for a couple minutes here. Cadell just walked in the room. We're making our little PSA here.
No, David McCarricker does not still live in a tree.
No.
David McCarricker has successfully graduated from his original tree stump.
When the apes came down from the trees.
I don't know if they... I hope...
back fondly on those like, rustling to the bridge.
Yeah.
I hope that they can hear you.
They should be able to hear him somewhat. Anne Snellgrove McCarricker's background is in social science research. Snellgrove McCarricker has a Bachelor of Science from Boise State University, where she was part of a research cohort that studied the neoliberalization of higher education. There, she developed and taught a course on the related topic, Is College Worth It?, the question that has driven all of Anne's research, as well as her past political activity, has always been, what is the good life? At Theory Underground, Snellgrove McCarricker is a co-instructor for The Idea of the University, Digital Literacy and Critical Media Theory, and Critical Doxology and Time Energy. When not doing theory-related research, she can be found traveling the world with David McCarricker, learning languages, reading novels, baking, hiking, participating in local theater, and being a fucking badass.
Did you add that part?
Yeah.
Nice. Sending that shit to her right now.
Sick.
All right. What do we want to say about this? Well, I'm going to give you all a quick run through on when the events are, and then we'll say a couple words about the different individual ones. Then I'll post this whole thing as a standalone PSA, and then I'll cut it down to size for the endings of some videos that are coming soon. So, yeah, this is like the raw uncut. What's up, everybody? American Idiots Tour. We're looking at the poster right now. Paris, April 27th. That shit was sold out, so sorry you missed it. Brussels, April 30th and May 2nd. Technically sold out. We might have room for one person on May 2nd. I'm not sure. But you'd have to get at me for that one. We'll be talking about Time Energy in the Commons while here in Brussels. And in Paris, we talked about Time Energy and the Absolute. Berlin, May 10th at 7 p.m. This at the Psychoanalytic Library, Time, Energy, and Psychoanalysis. FYI, these are just titles for the general themes. It's going to get a lot more specific into different areas in the world of theory that is taught. Sorry for referencing off-camera stuff, but the microphone cord for Nance's shit here is like way too... You need to get on that chair, man. It's way better. It's way more comfortable. He's like on this like very nice looking couch, but it's not the best, most comfy. Is it comfy?
Kinda.
Okay.
Not as much as it looks.
All right. It's a great space here. Berlin, May 10th, 7 p.m., the Psychoanalytic Library, Time, Energy, and Psychoanalysis. Then on May 13th at 7 p.m., we'll be in Linz, Austria. At the Willy Fred House, talking about time, energy, and the good life, trying to convince, I think, a bunch of anarchists that, you know what? Brains matter, and people should cultivate them, and that's not just bougie shit that should be thrown out with the bathwater, right? Then the next day, in Vienna, part two, same thing, basically. Another anarcho-commune... this will be the May 14th, 7 p.m. Event being put together by Christopher. He wants to show his local organizers that if these American idiots can do it, so can they. And we'll be like, yeah, guys, read books. We'll be like doing push-ups and reading books. And they'll be like...
Carrying boats.
Carrying boats and shit. Yeah, exactly. That one's going to be about time energy and anti-intellectualism. And really, like, about how slavery was worth it. You know?
The context necessary to understand this joke is in Time Energy, Why You Have No Time or Energy by David McCarricker. If this joke offends you, good. Slavery is fucking offensive.
We shouldn't even have to say this, but there you go. If you want to listen to Time Energy because you don't have the time or energy, Nance read it for Audible with that amazing voice that he just did this disclaimer with.
Either way, consume the book and you'll get the joke. And if it still offends you, then fuck you, dude.
Yeah. This is good.
Okay.
This is a good disclaimer.
Yeah.
Okay. May 18th, Krakow, Philosophy and Psychoanalysis Student Division, putting on a conversation about post-leftism and time energy. I will be talking about the radical roots of, anti-work philosophy from the anarchist school of post-leftism, and I will be critiquing it. Because as much as I might like somebody like David Black, I've got issues. I've got issues, man. And so I also have issues with the post-left as an identity. We'll be raising some critiques of that. Glasgow, May 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Glasgow Zine Library. We're going to be with Bram. He's the guy that's been featured in a bunch of the PSAs we've been doing for the last couple months. He's the guy with that great Scottish accent talking about me working at Amazon, starting Theory Underground. That's Bram. Well, he wrote a book called The Darkest Timeline. It's very, like, black-pilled, like, the world's going down the toilet, climate change, blah, blah, blah. He's framing this as a debate with me. I don't know if that's just a, like, advertising thing or if we're going to have a real debate. I really can't tell because I just have been too busy to check in with him and find out. Bram, if you're listening to this, what's up? No matter what it is, I think it's going to be fantastic. Then on London, May 24th, 7 p.m. at a place called Verdurin is actually a post-apocalyptic culture hub. They are preparing, really responding to the crisis in culture we are already seeing today. It's one of the few places that you can actually go and see Nina Power talk because everywhere else she's been deplatformed. That's right. We're going to be doing an event with her and Helen Rollins. It's going to be awesome. We'll be talking about the causes of anti-intellectualism. And several really cool people will be in the audience. Big surprise there. You can get your tickets for that one from the website, which I'll be reading off here in a second, or you can just look at the poster or use the QR code. Lastly, Oxford, May 25th. This one's in the afternoon, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., so you have time to get your little lunch of beans on toast or whatever. And then afterwards, we'll have some tea and crumpets. It's going to be awesome. We'll be talking about the consciousness of time energy. Five philosophers will be presenting on time consciousness and energy and how these things relate. And this is an event that wouldn't have come about if it wasn't for the fact that Carl, who does work with the Consciousness Museum, or the Museum of Consciousness, I should say, he was saying that there's something about time, you know, that's interesting. When people are getting older, between the ages of 70 and 75, they age 5 years for every year, right? Like the effect is such that they age 5 years for every year. It's a crucial time to be there for your parents or your grandparents. But ours is a society that treats all time the same, right? And so our goal is to kind of use that as a point of entry for talking about real time, human time, as opposed to this sort of abstract, so-called objective time. Nance, what would you add?
I think on specifically on this consciousness of time, my experience preparing for leaving and all that shit and like the severe anxiety. Like
the anxiety of the trip.
Yeah. So
of going across the ocean.
Of traveling and not just traveling, but also like being part of something that matters to me. And feeling like, oh, there's a very real possibility that like I fumble and fuck everything up, like, and catastrophically ruin everything. And it's like anxiety, it's non-rational. And I hate talking about it with people because people always try to say like, oh yeah, but you know, you'll be okay. And it's like, yeah, bitch, I know I'm going to be okay. I feel like my body is going to explode and the world is on fire. Like it's a non-rational thing, but my perception of time also changed and like time compresses in weird ways and stretches in weird ways. And yeah. And like how time, like doing these things, the way we are doing it, like we're paying.
Here, film this.
Yo, it's Nance.
There he is.
Like we're paying in money, but we're also paying in time energy. There's an exchange there that happens that like I am paying with some of my time energy to have access to the type of things that we're doing here. And it was interesting. And so like that kind of, for me personally, being an opening to the tour and then kind of closing as a quilting point with this consciousness and time and perception and shit like that. It's very interesting and it has been generative. I've also been resistant to personalizing it in that way because I think the disability discourse is overdone and I don't want to make it about that. But I also...
What's overdone?
Like disability discourse. Like,
over-personalizing.
And always turning everything into, this is my own unique story of my own unique struggle. Like, no, we're all struggling.
Well, that's the thing, man. It turns it into like, oh, there's normal people and they're like... Oh, this and that, and they don't understand our problems.
Yeah,
we need our problems centered. Okay, we're all fucked. We're all structurally stultified of our time energy. We're all functionally illiterate. We're all a bunch of American idiots. And if you're not in the States, you're still an American idiot if you're watching our cultural products. Mm. And so the point is, and let's be honest, your university system probably got hollowed the hell out by neoliberalism. And so let's just say, like, we need a cultural renaissance, but it's not going to come from people walking around saying, we should have conversations about cancel culture. No, it's going to come from building new institutions.
Yeah.
And of course, there might be some reforming old institutions, but we mostly probably need to actually build new institutions. And so I think that's one of the big themes for me on this tour is talking about the tools, the human tools, the human Bildung, cultivation, culture, Skole, time energy institution tools that have to be developed for the next century, right? Otherwise, there will be no humans after this century is over.
We have to – there's been pushback – energy time is a relatively new way of articulating the problem that we have where people who have been privileged enough, PMC, if you will, like they think we're talking about energy time when we're talking about time energy. And so they think like this type of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps is a way to accomplish something. When in reality, no, we are already tools from the perspective of capital. We're already totally instrumentalized. And we have to be able to instrumentalize ourselves and to see the utility in others because we are engaged in a project that is building. We're not at the point yet where we can sit back and we can enjoy and we can cash in our social capital. We're at the fucking basement. We're building the foundation. We are instruments. And we have to do that. And we have to do it harder, better, faster, and more complete than capital does it to us, or else we will fail. So thinking about tools and utility and function is important. And like people who haven't really confronted their own instrumentalization via capital have a hard time seeing what we're talking about when we're talking about time energy.
Yeah, and so the whole Energy Time book is coming. It hasn't been written yet, mm-hmm. but I've been talking about it so far for the last few months of the Time Energy Seminar. Time Energy Seminar happens on the fourth Sunday of every month. It's one half of the Snellgrove McCarricker Synthesis ongoing lecture and research seminar series that has a discussion component and related anthologies that people are currently writing proposals to. It's not too late to get involved. In fact, this is the best time because we're taking a month off for this tour. So if you want to get involved, become a subscriber at Theory Underground. We have tiers ranging from $15 a month to $100 a month. Each tier unlocks new levels of engagement and access with us to various kinds of research events. And so these lectures are fire, and it's where a lot of this theory is getting developed. But the time energy and energy time dialectic and the way that this works in our post-class fractured mass age of distraction and exhaustion, that is what you're going to want to be there for at the ground floor. I'm rhyming by accident, I doubt this is not
He's happening. A poet and he doesn't even know it.
All right, well, everybody, we hope to see you on tour. The links are in the description, or you can go to theoryunderground.com/... What is it, actually? Is it like a...
EU tour?
EU-tour-2024. And then the last thing I'd say about that is there's also a QR code on the new version of the poster. The old version of the poster has a different QR code that is broken. Just look at the new version, okay? All right, everybody. Looking forward to seeing you on tour. Peace.
Peace, Wu-Tang.